Let's tackle a few more verbs that follow the E to I rule. We'll bracket together essen to eat, fressen to eat when talking about animals or to guzzle, and vergessen, which means... yes, to forget. The letter E in essen, fressen and vergessen changes to an I in the do and the RZS form. Okay, just for fun, how would you say to a friend, don't forget, you eat the pork, the cat eats the mouse? Let's think this out step by step. Putting the nicht in second place, how would you say, don't forget?
Vergiss nicht.
Ja, vergiss nicht. And if pork is das Schweinefleisch, think swine flesh. What about, you eat the pork?
Du isst das Schweinefleisch.
Du isst das Schweinefleisch. And if the mouse is die Maus, complete the sentence with the cat eats the mouse.
Die Katze frisst die Maus.
Die Katze frisst die Maus. And putting all that together again, don't forget. You eat the pork, the cat eats the mouse.
Julia, vergiss nicht. Du isst das Schweinefleisch, die Katze frisst die Maus.
Vergiss nicht. Du isst das Schweinefleisch, die Katze frisst die Maus. I think Julius is teasing Julia again. Okay, if sprechen belongs to the same category of E to I verbs and sprechen über means to talk about, how would Julia ask Julius, are you talking about me?
Sprichst du über mich?
Sprichst du über mich? Just to illustrate how able you now are to work things out and express yourself quite subtly, if to tease is the regular good guy, but separable verb, aufziehen, how would Julia say, are you teasing me, Julius?
Ziehst du mich auf, Julius?
Ziehst du mich auf, Julius? Natürlich, of course. Aufziehen literally means to pull up. Auf. There are lots of verbs based on this important verb ziehen, to pull. Not to mention that you'll find ziehen on the other side of the door marked drücken. Drücken, push, or ziehen, pull. Michelle Thomas exploited separable and inseparable verbs really well in his courses, so do review them if you feel the need to refresh your memory. Treffen, to meet, also fits the E to I verbs category. How would you ask, where does one meet nice people from Germany? With countries, from is translated by aus. And one, as you know, is man, with just one N. Nice is nett, a useful little word, meaning kind and cute as well as nice. So, once again, where does one meet nice people from Germany?
Wo trifft man nette Leute aus Deutschland?
Wo trifft man nette Leute aus Deutschland? And if from Austria is aus Österreich and from Switzerland is aus der Schweiz, try, Julius, where do you meet nice people from Austria and from Switzerland?
Julius, wo triffst du nette Leute aus Österreich und aus der Schweiz?
Julius, wo triffst du nette Leute aus Österreich und aus der Schweiz? To give, as you know, is... yes, geben. Another verb that goes from E to I in the do and RZS forms. Using the familiar do form and knowing that answer is die Antwort, how would you demand, give me, that's to me, your answer?
Gib mir deine Antwort.
Okay, let's just rephrase that and say, he wants me to give an answer. This is not a command, but a request. In fact, it's a very common expression in English, to want someone to do something, and it simply doesn't translate into German the same way. In German, you have to say, I want that you give me your answer. Remembering that das triggers the vile situation, how would you now say, Julia, I want you to give me an answer?
Julia, ich will, dass du mir eine Antwort gibst.
Julia, ich will, dass du mir eine Antwort gibst. Well done. Michelle Thomas would have been proud to hear you overcome that typical mistake English-speaking students make. Just to make sure this is set in your mind, how about he wants her to give him an answer? Remember, to him is ihm. So a German person would say he wants that she gives to him an answer. Will, dass sie ihm eine Antwort gibt. And finally, as you know, I would like is ich möchte. How would you say between friends you would like?
Du möchtest.
Du möchtest, gut. So, if to come along is mitkommen, how would you say, would you like me to come along?
Möchtest du, dass ich mitkomme?
Möchtest du, dass ich mitkomme? Gut. And would you like me to come along to the party?
Möchtest du, dass ich zur Party mitkomme?
Möchtest du, dass ich zur Party mitkomme?
Natürlich, Julius, du musst ja meine Rede hören.
Julia, will you really make that speech there, or are you just teasing Julius?
Natürlich ziehe ich ihn auf.
Thought so. Okay, the very last E2I verb you'll value in your repertoire is to take, which you know is...
Nehmen.
Yes, nehmen. This too is the base for so many useful verbs. You already know to undertake, which is... Unternehmen. Can you work out übernehmen? To take over. Sorry, tricky one that. It certainly sounds like it should be to overtake, but it is in fact to take over. And to overtake is actually überholen. Listen to where I put the stress and tell me whether unternehmen and übernehmen are separable verbs or not. Unternehmen, übernehmen. As the stress is not on the first syllable, the first part, they do not separate. So how would you say, Mr. Brown is taking over my firm?
Herr Braun übernimmt meine Firma.
Herr Braun übernimmt meine Firma. Gut. Afterwards is nachher. That's N-A-C-H-H-E-R. Using the do form, ask your colleague, Mitarbeiter, and what are you undertaking, meaning planning to do, afterwards?
Und was unternimmst du nachher?
Und was unternimmst du nachher? Nehmen seems to pop up everywhere. There's herausnehmen and hereinnehmen, meaning, yes, to take out, heraus, and to take in, herein. Also, heraufnehmen and herunternehmen, meaning to take up or upstairs, herauf, and to take down or downstairs, herunter. Did you notice the stress for those last four was on the first part? Listen, herausnehmen. These will definitely separate. Now, there's also abnehmen, to take off. Up meaning off in the sense of to decrease, and its opposite, zunehmen, meaning to increase and also to put on weight. Let's make those separable verbs abnehmen and zunehmen work for you. How would you say, Julia, you eat too little, you're losing weight? Too little is zu wenig. No need to mention weight, it's implied in abnehmen. So once again, Julia, you eat too little. You're losing weight.
Julia, du isst zu wenig. Du nimmst ab.
Julia, du isst zu wenig. Du nimmst ab. And now, das Gegenteil, the opposite, literally the against part, Gegenteil. Julius, you eat too much, you're putting on weight.
Julius, du isst zu viel, du nimmst zu.
Julius, du isst zu viel, du nimmst zu. Okay, I think it's time to move into the past tense in German before those two come to blows.